This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I kind of need just a tiny little break here. So I want to talk to you about something I heard on the morning show today, and I'm like, I'm trying to figure it out. So here, and I'm curious because you said that we were talking about something before the show today, and you brought up this, so these are all going to kind of marry together. 216-474-0092. My neighbors already have Christmas stuff up. Is that crazy?
Really?
Seem early?
All right. Is it plugged in and turned on?
Yes. You can see the trees in the window.
That's early. So, like, I am all for if you right now are like our house, we had Halloween decorations out.
I still have Halloween stuff in front
of us. I still do, too. And I think I'm still in the clear. I don't think we've like overextended our bounds or anything like that by having the Halloween decorations out. But I'm thinking either this weekend, definitely next weekend at the earliest, I'm going to put it all back in. I have no issue if you put your Christmas decorations up now and then just don't turn them on. Just because it's like, okay, I want to get these out while the weather is nice. I don't want, you know, to be out there when the blizzard is going and 20 degree, you know, weather. I'm up on the ladder doing Christmas vacation with Clark Griswold. Like, I understand if you're like, I don't want to do that. Let's get it up now while it's nice out. I am all in on that one. Just don't turn them on. Just don't turn them on. But more than anything else, like, I think I've become soft as I've gotten older.
Oh, look at you. Don't get off his lawn.
I think I've become softer, where I'm also like, as much as I'm like, don't turn them on, I'm also like, if it makes you smile to come home at night and have the Christmas decorations on, then turn them on. And then life is oh so short. Do the things that put a smile on your face. I used to be very heartened on this, and now I've become like, eh. If it makes you happy, do it. It's not hurting anybody. It's not hurting me. I'll just drive by and go, oh, that's a little early, and then keep driving.
All right, so what do you truly, I mean, I hear what you're saying, but truly, and help us out on this too if you want to. 216-474-0092. When should your Halloween stuff be down by? And when can you, like, we normally put stuff up for the holidays around Thanksgiving, right after Thanksgiving. That's what we do. Kids love it. I love it. It's fun.
Oh, absolutely.
But Thanksgiving is like the time to do it. It's like the official start.
Right. Usually, yeah. Black Friday, I always had friends who were like, Black Friday, the Christmas stuff gets up. You know, that's when we do it. Day after Thanksgiving. Get the tree up, get everything going, get the lights on, get all of that stuff. It's Christmas season. Let's go. I had a friend who always used to say, let me get one helping of turkey before Santa's red rear end shows up.
Well, you know? He is it in New York. I mean, he does take his time to get there. So
he does. It takes
He's at the end
bit.
Of the parade. I see him every year. The guy's totally busy, but yet somehow, some way, figures out a way on Thanksgiving to be the last guy in the parade.
But, I mean, we've hit the point now.
He's the anchor man of the parade.
We weren't even at Halloween and you were getting Christmas commercials. Like, you weren't even at Halloween and the certain big box stores were packing up all that stuff and throwing it all off to the side because they couldn't get the Christmas stuff in early enough.
Hody, you're probably already right there. What do you got?
I was going to say, a lot of retail stores start selling Christmas stuff like late October, I've come to notice in recent weeks.
I can't get there soon enough.
Oh, yeah. And then they also like bargain off a lot of the Halloween stuff. If you want to get like good quality stuff for the holidays, do it after the holidays and then get it ready for next year. It's really cool.
Look at you.
Look at
the little plan aheader guy. Look, he's growing up right before our eyes.
Some people play chess. Some people play hungry, hungry hippos. That's chess right there, kids.
Some people play chess. Some people play checkers. I play backgammon.
Okay, well, you're giving this great wisdom to everybody. I'm just curious. Last year, how much Christmas stuff did you buy after the 25th?
I bought a good handful of stuff, actually,
you
on
really
the 26th
did?
And 27th. It was really good deals.
Yep. Are you serious?
Yeah, I do it all ahead of time.
Like, what'd you get?
I got a little snowman plush decoration for the house on the 27th, and now we can put that out during Christmas time. I got
That's
a little
delightful.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer toy. I got a... I'm very into Christmas, so like I take a lot of the decoration seriously. I got a little stuffed Christmas tree. It's not that big. It's about this big, but I got that on like the 28th. It's a good bargain to find that stuff.
Really? I wouldn't have known. I wouldn't have known. What was the guy that wanted to be a dentist?
Oh, Hermie.
Hermie, okay. So there was a time there, like especially when the kids were little, we had all of the characters from that. Like we had Rudolph. We had, who else is in there? The Abominable Snowman.
Of course.
I love all those things. But for some reason...
How do I remember all of this stuff? And on our conference call, I couldn't remember what the hell I wrote down for topics.
Yeah, that's true. That's a bad thing.
What is happening?
So, for some reason, I don't know why, when the dogs were puppies, they were attracted to Hermie. he got shredded.
Oh, that poor guy.
He got shredded. So, I got to try to find a new one of those this year. But otherwise, I mean, our kids totally into that. Or maybe I was totally into it.
But yeah, I think this weekend we're going to try to get the Halloween stuff down. I don't think I'm putting the Christmas stuff up yet. It feels mildly early, but again, like...
Is there a point where you should say to your neighbor, though, dude, Halloween stuff's got to go, man. It's already November 7th. Is it this weekend you got to walk up to him and say?
Seeing as though the Halloween stuff's still up in our establishment, nobody's come up to us yet saying, hey, we're going to get that out there. I don't think we're there yet.
Yeah, but should you say something?
Like June.
Like, but are you a jerk? Are you a jerk if you go up to somebody like the January folks that have the Christmas stuff up, like it's almost February and you still see their stuff outside.
Right.
Like, I would never. You'll say something?
No. I have my stuff up at least a Martin Luther King Day, if not longer. And that's just because I'm lazy. And it's like, I'll get there. We'll do it when it's nice out.
Hody?
Dan essentially fed off the point I was going to say. I have all my Christmas stuff up till January 31st every year. It's a tradition at our house.
Oh, that's
till
awesome.
The 31st? All right. I get it.
I guess it's into the next year, but you know what I mean.
Here's what I'll say. If you've got the guts to write about it on Facebook or on social media, then you should have the guts to say it to somebody's face if you think their decorations are out too long. Is that a fair rule to live by?
I feel like that should be the message of all social medias. If you can't say it to somebody's face, don't send it. I've said that forever. It's like, you know, don't hide behind your keyboard.
All right. This makes me feel like I got to get that Halloween stuff off the lawn pretty quick.
I think you're fine.
You think so?
Heck yeah.
Nah, it's going away. I'm going to get rid of it today.
Again, who are we hurting? Who is this hurting? Who is this bothering? And is it really bothering you? I feel like that's the question in all forms of life we don't ask ourselves enough. Is this really hurting anybody, or are you just mildly annoyed? Like, it's like, fine, it's not hurting me. Everything's fine. No one is in a worse place because you've decided to do something.
All right, I'm going to go back to a question that we brought up last segment with Jamal White. And that question is, at the end of the season, who's going to take the fall for what happens to the Browns? Is it going to be Andrew Berry? Is it going to be Kevin Stefanski? Is it going to be both of them? Or perhaps none of them? Who will end up taking the fall for the Browns when this thing's all said and done, if the course remains the same? 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Probably could throw Ken Dorsey in there, too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.